Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's time to think fast. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie's with the coldest beer in town. Think Fast is where we've moved AB out of the game, and she became the host of it because, well, AB does not think fast.
No, I do not.
So she writes the questions. So AB will give us a question, and whoever can answer the question the fastest, comes up with the name, finish the sentence, wins the point. We usually battle it out tournament style. So who are the matchups today?
We've got Hannah and Alex versus Brett and Kevin.
All right. So Hannah and Alex, you guys are up first. Mm-hmm. Best of three in the first round to move on to the championship.
Does name buzz in?
No, just say it. Just say it.
Yeah. I feel like I need to like sniff pre-workout or something before this game.
Okay.
All right. We got the first question. Name any part of your body you don't have hair on.
Finger.
Okay.
No, that doesn't count.
I mean, you do have hair on
your finger.
Oh,
your
maybe,
palm.
But maybe.
As long as Hannah does it.
I don't.
No.
Do I?
Every single person, this is a fact. You can look it up. Every single person has hair on every part of their body except their palms or hand, the palms or your feet.
Yeah.
No, Hannah can't get the point.
I'm hairless on my fingers. No. I'm sorry you're gorilla vibes.
No.
I'm not.
I'm protesting. I'm not even for
me. There's some peach fuzz on there.
Yes, there's peach fuzz.
I'm going to give it to her.
Thank you.
This is outrageous.
Seems rigged.
I think it's fair.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
It's painful to get kicked in the blank.
The balls.
All right. We got a tie.
No arguing that.
Where were we on that one?
All right. Something that pops starting with a B.
Bubble.
Yeah, Alex
got
it.
That's what happens when Hannah gets some steals cheap points.
Wow.
Yeah. Kevin, don't try that crap with me, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm here to play by the real rules and real anatomy.
Okay.
Because that's me.
Real anatomy. Whatever.
I do have hairless ankles, by the way.
Do you really?
Well, yeah, they're not. I used to tape them when I was playing football years ago, and it took all the hair off them. So they don't grow back.
It does that.
Kevin just had to get that off of his chest.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like we're closer now that I know that about you, Kev.
I'm glad I know that. Okay.
Okay.
Brett and Kevin.
All right.
What is a body part that gets bigger as you get older?
Your
butt. People gain weight, get butt.
Ears.
Your stomach.
Yeah, your butt.
I don't know. Kevin just said ears.
Ears get bigger.
Ears do not get bigger.
Yeah, they get saggier. Your ears never stop growing.
Yes.
Mr. Anatomy.
Okay,
yeah.
But I said butt faster, and your butt gets bigger as you get older.
No, it doesn't have to. It can get smaller.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kevin.
Oh, my God. I'm being screwed.
So much for your anatomy lesson, Brett.
Let me teach you about butts. Okay.
Okay. Name something women don't give a crap about starting with an M.
Men's butts.
True. I would say true.
Actually, I would also argue about that. I care about a men's butt.
Okay.
I don't, so.
It's all tied up here.
She's the judge.
Okay.
All right.
Name an excuse for getting out of a date starting with a K.
Kevin.
Is that your answer?
Knitting class.
That's my answer.
His answer is I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
That's the excuse going to take Kevin. It's all Kevin's fault.
I'll take it.
What?
All right, so we got Kevin versus Alex.
That was crap. I was cheated. All right. I mean, interesting matchup. Best of five for the championship of Think Fast right after Shibuzi.
Think Fast!
All right. It's time to play some Think Fast. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie's with the coldest beer in town. Think Fast is a game where AB reads off a sentence and then whoever can answer the fastest. No buzz or nothing, just the first answer that comes to your mind. As long as the answer makes sense, you get the point. determining if the answer makes sense or not, it's up to AB, which some people are protesting the ridiculousness that happened.
Just you.
I'm
Kevin,
not.
You gave Kevin as a point. An excuse to get out of a date. Kevin.
Kevin.
I Who think has ever enough. Done that? Hey, I can't go to the date because of Kevin?
My wife has done that many times.
Yeah.
All right. That was valid. Okay.
There you go.
All right. All right. So this championship is Kevin versus Alex, best of five.
Okay. So the first couple questions all fall under the lame category. No, they're not starting with any letters, just whatever comes to mind. First one,
lame.
Name a lame theme for a party.
A lame theme for a party. Kevin.
A lame theme for a party.
Kevin, I mean, a Kevin lame party. Party. That, I guess.
No, that is not a party theme.
A baby's second birthday.
That's not a theme.
That's not a theme. Guys, this is the worst.
Alex, look. Quick.
High school stereotypes.
Okay.
I thought that was a good one.
That's actually a lame theme for a party.
I thought Kevin's theme was lame. We have like dots to eat.
Yeah. I was just picturing like a room full of like fatheads of Kevin.
Guys, are you drunk?
G.I. Joe's, like, exactly. Lame.
Hey, look, man, it doesn't get any lamer than that.
What is the point going to, AB?
I mean, I guess Kevin.
You guess?
I guess Kevin. I don't.
We need a new judge.
All right, I don't really know what to do with that one.
My
okay.
next answer is going to be Kevin.
All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Name a lame concert to go to.
Nickelback.
Oh.
That was awesome. Amy and I had the time of our lives.
That was a good concert, but I'll give it to Alex.
All right, it's all tied up.
Okay, name a lame name for a dog.
Kevin.
I think Kevin's a good name.
Okay.
I think Millie.
Millie? You think Millie's lame?
I think it's overused.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we'll go with Millie.
Okay.
Oh, Millie gets the point.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. This
is my in-laws had a dog named
there's
Millie. Guys, way to make it awkward.
Millie was cute. Okay.
I was waiting for someone to say bear. I thought Hannah would throw stuff, dude. You could have won with Carly Rae Jepsen, guys, and you would have gotten probably a double
point.
Yeah,
you would have won on the spot.
AV doesn't like her dog.
Yeah. Okay, back to normal questions. Something you should never say during sex, starting with an M.
Mama.
That was great.
That was wonderful. Yeah.
Mama!
Just
mama.
So you guys know, women say daddy all the time, but mommy is
mama.
Weird. Mama!
No,
mama.
Mommy is mama. Okay. Mama! Not okay.
It's all tied up. Tied
yeah, it's tied.
Too.
Okay.
Next. Just having a laughing attack over there.
Wow. Okay. Last one. Name any of your celebrity crushes of the same sex.
Ben Platt.
Yes. Yes, Kevin.
Bravo, Kev. Bravo.
There's no better way to win.
Does anyone know who Ben Platt is?
No.
He was the guy in Pitch Perfect.
He got married a couple days
That's
ago.
Right.
And he's AB's crush.
Yes. Yes. Kind of seemed rigged today.
For Kevin.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.